Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 113. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of social media and marketing, starting with a couple of case studies on how two companies used social media to generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales, plus some big news from Twitter.
We'll also be diving into exciting new LinkedIn ad formats, as well as Instagram's brand new shopping app. Tons to talk about. Thanks for joining us from wherever you're tuning in. Let's kick off the show.
It was a cold January morning in Berlin, Germany, and Jonathan Courtney was feeling a bit stuck. Nearly 6 years had passed since he founded design agency AJ & Smart. And though the business had been a huge success, winning multiple awards and a roster of big-name clients, Jonathan felt there was much more to come for his agency and team. But what, he wondered to himself, how can we take AJ & Smart to the next level?
Jonathan decided to make a bold move. He wanted to share everything that happened at AJ & Smart on social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, giving followers behind-the-scenes access to the agency. Now, 18 months later, and despite initial pushback from advisors, AJ & Smart has generated in excess of $2 million in revenue from clients who first discovered the agency on social media.
We all had what I guess you'd call real jobs, Jay Perkins told us. Back in 2013, Jay worked at BigCommerce, an e-commerce software provider, where he learned about what it takes to have a successful online business. But Jay could only hold back his entrepreneurial ambitions for so long.
After kicking around business ideas for a year or so, Jay and his two business partners decided to take the plunge and launch an online store of their own. Fast forward to 2018, and Kettlebell Kings is a leading kettlebell equipment supplier based in Austin, Texas, generating mid seven figures per year in revenue, with much of its new business coming directly from leads generated on Instagram.
So what do AJ and Smart and Kettlebell Kings have in common? They both use social media to drive consistent brand awareness, leads, and eventually sales. Hundreds of thousands in sales.
So let's start with Kettlebell Kings. Today, Kettlebell Kings gets around 400 to 600 leads per week from social media alone, with more than half coming from Instagram. Jay Perkins explained to us that most of their biggest deals and business development relationships have come through the Instagram platform. They have even signed deals with national gym chains from leads generated on the platform.
Getting to this point is a lot more attainable than you might think. First, Jay and his team are very strict on the posts that go into their feeds. The first step to a successful Instagram marketing strategy is creating content for your Instagram feed that your audience wants to see and engage with.
In the Instagram feed, Kettlebell Kings focuses on sharing educational content and workout examples. This strategy has helped it to amass an audience of more than 79,000 followers. It also reposts images and videos from customers, and this user-generated content angle has led to the hashtag Kettlebell Kings being used more than 20,000 times on Instagram.
Next, Kettlebell Kings features and reposts 10 to 12 customers who tag them on a daily basis through stories. It's a win-win because being reposted by the Kettlebell Kings account is highly engaging and rewarding for those featured. And it's also encouraging more and more customers to share their content on Instagram. Plus, it provides their team with an unlimited stream of great content.
Exactly. So quick recap so far, Kettlebell Kings focuses on creating consistently quality and engaging content for both the Insta feed and for stories. But that's not all. In order to capitalize on all of the views, they'll include CTAs to quote unquote swipe up in some of their stories.
Yes. And once a viewer swipes up, they will be taken to a landing page or an article where they can read more about a topic and enter their email address for even more exclusive content. These pages tend to convert visitors to email addresses at around 25 to 45% depending on the traffic source, so 100 visits would generate between 25 and 45 new leads on average.
Finally, once the visitor has shared their email address, it will be entered into one of the many workflows Kettlebell Kings has designed to serve helpful email drip campaigns about kettlebell workouts and techniques from experts. Jay explained to us that they have unique workflows depending on how someone has entered their system. All of their email workflows are about building value and trust with new leads.
And that's the key. Kettlebell Kings purposely includes product photos in its emails, but rarely sends offers or tries to make a sale. Instead, providing high quality content is the number one goal.
It's amazing what can happen when you invest in great content. Now, AJ and Smart is another social success story. And by the way, you can read both of these case studies in depth on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com. So head on over and check those out. You will absolutely love them. But the AJ and Smart team was inspired by Gary Vaynerchuk's mantra of document, don't create.
Once Jonathan and the AJ and Smart team had decided to embrace social media, they went all in. We invested almost all our profits in building our brand, Jonathan told us. And though his strategy was a little out there for a creative agency, most agencies keep their cards close to their chest, there was a strategic reason behind it.
We're in a commodity market, Jonathan told us in an interview. We could compete on price or just rely on the quality of our work, but he didn't want to do that. Jonathan wanted AJ and Smart to stand out alone in the field of design agencies. He wanted his business to have its own brand.
So they decided to focus on making one channel really great. That channel is Instagram. Instagram is their social media hub, as Jonathan explained to us. It's a super low-friction way to create content and a great way to get started. They use stories mainly to provide an authentic look at what the agency is like day to day, and they try to show as much of what's happening in real time as possible.
And guess what? When the AJ and Smart team goes to visit a client, the client already knows the entire journey of the agency and what that agency is all about. And when it comes to their main Instagram feed, they post highly curated content that's focused on design-related hashtags that the agency wants to reach.
Here's the catch. Jonathan openly admits that long-term social media success rarely happens overnight. After a couple of months of investing heavily in social media marketing, AJ and Smart had only picked up a few hundred followers here and there. It took about 8 months in total before potential clients would contact the company saying they found them on Instagram, YouTube, or any other social channel.
Jonathan told us, if I hadn't been patient, I would have given up long before we started to see the benefits of social media. If you're just focused on the numbers, you're not going to succeed, he said. By focusing on humanizing the AJ and Smart brand and by documenting instead of only creating, they were able to generate more than $2 million in revenue directly from social media.
Just when we thought Instagram was all out of new features, sources from The Verge tell us that they are working on a new standalone app dedicated to shopping. The app, which may be called Instagram Shopping or something similar, will let users browse collections of goods from merchants that they follow and purchase them directly within the app.
At this point, the potential IG shopping app is still very early on in the development stage, and so there's no timetable for release yet. But we do believe that Instagram is well positioned to make a major expansion into e-commerce. More than 25 million businesses already have Instagram accounts, and 2 million of them are advertisers.
Yes, and 4 in 5 Instagram users follow at least one business. Creating a standalone app would allow the company to provide a dedicated home for an increasingly popular activity on Instagram, while also expanding opportunities for revenue.
And of course, in true Facebook fashion, they could introduce more tools for merchants who are building their businesses on Instagram, entering into the space with major e-commerce platforms like Shopify and WooCommerce.
As always, we'll keep you posted here on the science of social media. And I mean, I don't know, Brian, I find myself shopping on Instagram more and more. I am not interested in turning off those ads because they're really targeted.
Oh yeah, no, totally, me too. And I was actually just thinking about this the other day. I think I shop more on my mobile phone, and I don't know why I just called them my phone, now than I do on desktop, which is actually a huge shift for me.
I think I find the same, and I see that in the people around me too that I'm interacting with is, you know, you'll see an ad on Instagram and next thing you know, there's a package showing up a week later.
Yeah, exactly. I just bought a tie on Instagram, and I don't even need a tie.
You do need a tie. Instagram told you did.
Always need, exactly.
All right, next up, LinkedIn has just launched a brand new ad type called dynamic ads. They're actually really neat. According to LinkedIn, quote, dynamic ads help you build deeper relationships with your audience by automatically customizing your ad creative with the publicly available information from LinkedIn member profiles, adding visibility and scale, end quote.
So essentially with dynamic ads, you can personalize the ad creative to feature member profile details such as their photo, first name, company, and job title. LinkedIn says this will capture your audience's attention in a way that standard display ads can't. Early results sound promising as well, as LinkedIn has shared that dynamic ads have shown up to 2 times the click-through rate of traditional display ads.
With dynamic ads, you just need to write your ad copy, set up the creative, and then LinkedIn will automatically personalize your campaign for each person that you target. Dynamic ads are available in 3 different formats: follower ads, spotlight ads, and content ads, and can be used across your marketing funnel to connect with prospects at different stages of their journey.
Of course, if you'd like to read more about dynamic ads or get started with some experiments, head on over to the Buffer blog, where we've got the inside scoop and everything you need to know. And last but not least, then this one sort of went viral this week, especially on Twitter, is that Twitter will, yes, you guessed it, soon allow you to switch between a chronological feed and algorithm feed.
This is kind of exciting because I feel like people have really strong opinions one way or another. Either they're all about chronological or they're all about algorithm. So it's great that Twitter's letting people choose.
Yes, couldn't agree more.
Now you will be able to uncheck a box in settings reading show the best tweets first, which will completely revert your timeline to chronological. Twitter said that they've learned that when showing the best tweets first, people find Twitter more relevant and useful. However, they've also heard feedback from people who at times prefer to see the most recent tweets.
Ultimately, their goal with the timeline is to balance showing you the most recent tweets with the best tweets you're likely to care about. But, you know, as Twitter said, they don't always get the balance right. And however, Haley, you just sort of mentioned this, and we've talked about this before on the show, is that I think this might be one of those be careful what you wish for situations. I'm not 100% sure if people realize just how useful and valuable the algorithm actually is.
I'm sure there will be lots of learning experiences in the coming weeks as people, you know, play around with either checking that show the best tweets first box or unchecking it.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And like for things like live events, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the algorithm doesn't work because it's like, you know, shows a sports score from 3 days ago, which doesn't really make sense. But I think everything else it does.
It's true. I was just thinking the other day too, there are all these people that I follow that I don't remember the last time I saw one of their tweets. So I was going into their profiles to see their tweets, and I guess that this could solve it. Maybe I need to get on the chronological feed for a little bit.
That's true. That's true. So for the people you follow, you'll actually see their content, which is nice, rather than Twitter kind of telling you who you should be seeing content from. So
yeah,
I guess we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. If you ever want to get in touch with Brian or myself, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag Buffer Podcast. And you can also say hi to us anytime. Just send an email to hello@buffer.com.
Yes, we would absolutely love to hear from you all. And a huge thank you from myself and Haley. We just passed the 18,000 weekly listener milestone and could not be more excited. You all are the reason we do this every single week. So keep up the awesome work. Lots more to come in 2018. So stay tuned. Until next Monday, everyone.